In 1970, the nation's cities faced a severe air pollution problem. So Congress passed the Clean Air Act that, in part, tightened standards on auto exhaust. Carmakers said those standards couldn't be met, yet they were quickly able to do so. Still, over the next 20 years, automakers consistently fought new pollution and fuel economy standards as costly. And every time, they complied with the rules without breaking the bank. With this kind of track record, it's not hard to see why domestic automakers have a credibility problem when it comes to environmental issues. But now, Ford Motor Company is trying to set itself apart. Bill Ford has declared his intent to address all types of pollution coming from cars. For instance, he decided to tackle the controversial subject of global warming in a recent speech to environmentalists in London.
What role should the business community play in addressing this issue? Well, there's no doubt that business was overly cautious, and some may even say obstructionist, in its initial reaction. And whatever reasons there were, or however genuinely felt they were, I believe now there's more than enough evidence to warrant an immediate and comprehensive and considered response.
Ford's statement was shocking, since the auto companies typically have fought initiatives to curb global warming. But it should not have come as a surprise, because when Bill Ford took the reins of his company, he announced his plan to make Ford the most environmentally friendly automaker. So far, he appears to be trying to do just that. He's promoting efficient, clean manufacturing. He hopes to make redesign of Ford's 80-year-old Rouge manufacturing plant in Detroit, Michigan, a shining example.
We think this is a terrific opportunity to transform the icon of 20th century manufacturing into a model of 21st century sustainable manufacturing. The new Ford Rouge Center will be a world-class center of lean, environmentally sensitive, and closed-loop manufacturing.
Ford also is targeting big polluting sport utility vehicles as part of his environmental mission. He recently announced plans for the first mass-produced SUV to get 40 miles to the gallon. That was a pleasant surprise to Dan Becker. Becker is with the Sierra Club. He was impressed when Ford included in its stockholder report a Sierra Club quote calling the Ford Expedition a rolling monument to environmental destruction.
The first step in changing your behavior is recognizing the problem with the behavior, so that when Ford admitted that their SUVs were unsafe and polluted too much, that was a first step that had to come before they began to change them.
Ford has pledged to increase fuel economy in sport utility vehicles by 25% over the next 5 years. But while Becker heralds that development, others are more suspicious. Jason Gramey directs a group of Northeast state regulators. He believes the company is merely trying to head off criticism of SUVs while maintaining their share of the market for the gas-guzzling vehicles.
They don't want SUVs to become the fur coats of the next decade, so they're trying to take some modest steps within the boundaries of big internal combustion engines to be able to suggest a corporate ethos of environmental concern.
But federal regulators say that Ford's actions shouldn't be taken for granted. The EPA's Bob Pergiseppe says that Ford is headed in the right direction.
Every little bit helps. We have to take the first step toward making the existing cars that we use more fuel efficient, while we're investing money in newer technologies that will even do better.
Others applaud Ford for trying to clean up the SUV market. Automotive analyst David Cole says that Ford can't simply turn its back on the popular vehicles.
You look at Bill Ford, and he is absolutely a sincere environmentalist. There's no question about that in my mind. And at the same time, he is a sincere business person that recognizes that his company, if it's going to be able to do what it wants to, he wants to do over the long term, has to be very profitable.
Cole says those SUV profits could then fund ongoing research into new environmentally friendly technologies. But the question remains, will such changes be good for Ford's bottom line? David Andrea, chief economist of CSM Worldwide, thinks Ford can generate profits. He says the effort to reduce pollution in manufacturing, in particular, could save money.
If you view any type of pollution as a waste and waste as a cost, then it's in perfect alignment with continually improving your cost structure and your bottom line.
Andrea says that Wall Street will naturally be keeping tabs on the company's stock price. Similarly, EPA and environmentalists plan to keep a close eye on Bill Ford to make sure he lives up to his fuel economy promises in particular. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Halpern.